call it the loser's bracket. If you get a loss, you go into it. It is a double elimination tournament. That's why Skagway is still alive. But they have to get some offense going, or else they're in big, big trouble here against Angoon, a well-coached squad by head coach Adam Gretzinger.
KHNS, Haynes, Skagway,
so
Kluck 1.
What Skagway got to do to stay in this basketball game? Well, they've got to get some offense going here at some point. They've got to get the ball into the lane. They've got to get their bigs involved on the glass. They have to out-rebound Huna. They have to pass better than Huna. And they have to attack the basket like Huna. Huna's doing a great job of attacking the basket and taking only open jump shots from the perimeter. And when Skagway turns into a jump-shooting team, they, unless they're red hot from the outside, it's problematic. That's not just Skagway, but that's pretty much any basketball team that you see. Once they start relying solely on the outside shot, unless they're on fire, you live by the three and you die by the three. Skagway is not, well, not out of it yet, clearly. They can go on a run. They can put points up in a hurry. They've got to have some defense leading to offense, and it's the same unit that started the game for Skagway. Danny Brady to inbound the ball. And we're underway in the second quarter. Kota Shindo has the ball for Skagway. Over on the right to Danny Brady. Danny Brady's got a pick by Stephen McKnight. Doesn't use it. Instead, dribbles into the lane. Takes a shot. It goes off the top of the backboard. Hits a weird strap that's part of the stanchion there for the backboard. And it went out of bounds. So it is Huna basketball. Jerry White gets the inbound pass and quickly gets it to Devlin, who brings the ball up on the right-hand side. And it will be Kota Shindo guarding Jerry White closely. Into the lane goes Devlin. His shot blocked by Alex Ackerman. Ackerman comes up with the ball, and he outlets quickly to Colton Belisle. Colton Belisle has a one-on-four fast break, and he's going to take it over Manny Budke. And a beautiful athletic play by Colton Belisle to lay it in. Outstanding play by Colton to give Skagway another bucket. It is now 18-5, and they've got to keep trimming this lead slowly but surely. Danny Brady harassing Devlin out at the top of the key. Devlin now open for a three-point look. Nope. Good closeout by Alex Ackerman. Stop that from happening. Jerry White now has a seam and an opening, and he launches a three-point shot. No good. That was a little bit of it was a contested shot. So not the sort of shot you want to see, even if it's from your star. He was falling away from three-point line land, and that's contested. Devlin, though, has an open look. His shot, no good. Kota Shindo tries to tap the ball into the forecourt. Is unable to do it. Skagway gets the ball. Alex Ackerman comes down with it. And when he did, he was kind of just, he took a forearm to the top of the head. A forearm to the dome is the official call on the court. That's a foul. And it's Skagway basketball, 18-5 the score. They have a 13-point deficit, 6:35 to go here in the half. Colton Belisle with a 12-foot jump shot. Off glass, no good. There for the rebound, Jerry White. Jerry White quickly up to Manny Budke. Manny Budke had great position, but now he's surrounded by Skagway Panthers. And it looks like Skagway was straight up with the arms and forced a jump ball. And it will be Huna ball underneath the Skagway basket on the jump. Alternating possession. We've got a time on the court as the officials are conferring. It looks like they're going to stay with that call. White inbounds over to Devlin. Devlin's got it at the top of the key. They got a high post open. Instead, they get it on the left to White. White wants to look to dribble drive. He goes off a pick. Got a little double team going. Back up to White. Kota Shindo right in his hip pocket. White's got another screen. Didn't know where to go with the basketball. His outlet pass to the wing, tipped by Danny Brady, but out of bounds. So good defense by Skagway. They have cinched up their defensive pressure and made it much more difficult for Jerry White to kill them offensively. They're going to make the rest of the team beat them, and the rest of the team is not doing it yet. Quickly, Skagway's got a breakaway. It is Danny Brady up and in, and with a foul. Outstanding pass by Kota Shindo, corralled by Danny Brady, takes it the length of the court, lays it in, and gets fouled on the play. He will go to the free throw line to shoot the bonus. That foul on Manny Budke. I'm sorry. No, Manny does have two, but that was Antonio Phillips called for that foul, and that's his first of the game. and a beautiful free throw attempt by Danny Brady, up and in, good. Skagway brings the lead down to 10, and they're making some headway here in the second quarter. Hoon is working the ball around the perimeter, gets it down low to Manny. Manny, oh, a nice outlet pass to Brandon Guthrie, whose jump shot does not hit. Kota Shindo saves it underneath his own basket, and now a jump shot, no good, by Jeffrey Devlin, and that was a pretty lucky break for Skagway that Devlin missed that jumper. Saving the ball underneath your own basket can lead to bad results, but that one was okay. That one worked out okay. Skagway's ball. Kota Shindo has the ball for the Panthers. He wants, gets it over to Brady with an elbow jumper. Brady's elbow jumper, no good. Oh, nice play by Ackerman. He's jumping out of bounds, saves it into Colton. Colton turns, however, into the defense and is held. It's going to be a held ball situation. That's a jump, and it is Skagway basketball off the jump ball. Quickly, the inbound pass to Kota. Kota launches a three-point shot, and it's too strong, and Kota does not have the rhythm tonight. 18-8 to score, 5 minutes to go here in the half. White gets the ball quickly up into the forecourt to Guthrie. Guthrie gets it over on the right wing to Devlin. Devlin wants to work it into the high post, gets it back from the high post, back over to the high post. It is Phillips there with the ball in the high post, and he's kind of working it over into the corner. Gets into the corner, down low quickly to Budke. Budke, he doesn't have much to do down there. Back out top, and a free three-point shot hits the front of the rim and rolls over the front of the rim and in, and that is a shooter's touch right there from Brandon Guthrie. Nice corner jumper for three. 21-8 the score. Skagway gets it into the short corner to Colton Belisle, whose 10-foot jumper went 13 feet. Too long and no good, and Huna has a fast break opportunity broken up by Skagway. Skagway gets the ball. Kota Shindo has it, and we get a foul called on that scrum. Jeffrey Devlin is the recipient of that foul call. And Devlin just kind of poked his nose into a place where it didn't belong. There were four Panthers there, and they had the basketball, and Devlin just snuck in and got a foul call. So that's going to be the second now on Devlin, and Huna's starting to rack up the fouls. Something Skagway can hope to do is get Huna into foul trouble. If they can do that, they might have a shot of overcoming this 13-point deficit. Kota Shindo at the line. First of the one-on-one situation is up and in. Everybody's lined up now. Kota Shindo gets the ball for Skagway. On the free throw line, his second shot is up. No good. Danny Brady there almost gets the long rebound off to the left, but it does go out of bounds off of him. And a head coach for Huna, Adam Gretzinger, calls a timeout, and he's going to make it a full. So, 4:07 to go here in the half. Skagway versus the Huna Braves, and Huna has come to play early on. Skagway got down to an early deficit in their 1-3-1 defense. It was just picked apart by the Huna star, Jerry White, just a sophomore, good kid, and a terrific basketball player. And Skagway immediately switched over. You know, after getting down double digits, they switched over to box and one-style defense, and that has so far befuddled Jerry White. It takes him out of the game and makes the rest of the team beat Skagway. And so Skagway has held tough since switching to that defense. They've got a lot of making up to do. Now, the winner of this game will play the winner of the Cake Thorn Bay game at 11 o'clock on Saturday. And then the winner of that game goes on to play again on Saturday at 6:15. That is for the runner-up and a trip. So my guess is Thorn Bay snuck by the co-ed team from Gus Davis. That is not the same team that we saw when Gus Davis traveled to Skagway. They had a lot of player maneuvers and just not the same team. Thorn Bay got its first win of the tournament. They won it by 1 point in an exciting finish. And so that's a game I expect Cake to win easily. And so my guess is tomorrow, if Skagway can pull this one off, they'll play Cake for a chance to go to the loser bracket championship game. All right, now action into the Huna end, and we've got a foul going to the free throw line will be Josh Wright. Right, he's taking his time at the free throw line. His first shot is up, no good. 21-9 the score, 3:56 to go in the half. Right. A little dribble, a little spin with the ball, another dribble. Second shot up, off the front of the rim, no good. And beautiful rebound action by Antonio Phillips. Rips it out of the air, recovers the ball for Huna, and Huna works it back down into the interior to Phillips. Phillips back out top, and Jerry White's open, but he doesn't take the shot. Instead, a beautiful jump stop, and they're going to call him for a travel, which is not what I saw on the court. I think a jump stop like that is something that you see from terrific players, and it's not a travel. But officials disagree with me often. Kota Shindo for Skagway launches a three-point bomb, and that one goes in to the crowd's delight. There's a lot of teams who come into this gym to root for Kota Shindo and the Skagway Panthers, and that's what we're seeing right now. When you make a bomb like that with pressure, boy, that's going to excite a crowd. And we got a lot of teams in the gym today watching this game. Manny Budke now for Huna. Gets it into the lane. Oh, and a beautiful dish from Budke, but the layup missed by Phillips, and Skagway gets the rebound, 21-12 to score. Down to 3:05 here to go in the half. Is Skagway going to get something going now? Kota Shindo, oh, a nice pump fake. His jump shot, no good. And there for the rebound is Jerry White, who is fouled on the play. And one jumper for Kota Shindo goes in, and he thinks that he's got the hot hand. But the second one, after a nice pump fake, looked like he was in rhythm, just a little bit too strong. Huna ball. It is Josh Wright with the basketball over on the right to Devlin. Down into Antonio Phillips, whose shot is no good. He fell down on the shot attempt, and Skagway gets the rebound. Alex Ackerman going one against the entire Huna squad, picks up his dribble. Gets it to Brady. Brady over to Kota. Kota on the left-hand side now to Colton. Colton back to Kota. Kota wants to work on Manny Budke up top. Kota hearing a lot of jeers from the crowd. Rises up, throws up another three-point bomb, no good. There for the rebound, Colton Belisle, his putback, no good. Furious action. More jump shots from Kota. And Huna has the ball. It is right with the ball over to Budke. Budke loses his dribble, picks it up, but is bailed out as Skagway does not steal or deny on that. And so they've still got the ball, and they're working it around the perimeter. Arjuna. White now gets it to Guthrie. Over to Budke. Budke's shot, no good. There for the rebound. Colton Belisle. Nice aggressive rebounding maneuver by Colton. Skagway has improved dramatically throughout this season, and they are playing as a team. Alex Ackerman gets the ball in the high post. Well, it's about the mid-post, really, and he was triple-teamed immediately, and we have a held ball situation, and that ball will now go over to the Huna Braves. Yep, tough entry pass for Ackerman to do anything with. He catches it there. He's got to immediately pass it out. He was triple-teamed with the ball. Quick shot from Huna results in a long rebound, and Huna throws it into the backcourt. No backcourt violation called. Danny Brady gets the ball, puts it up and in for Skagway. 21-14, and Skagway's cut the lead in half. A minute 25 to go in the half. Huna has the ball. Skagway the underdog in this one. Huna works it into the high post to Manny Budke back out to the wing. And Jerry White now has it in the corner, and he tries to drive. And he was about to feed the post, wherein he was fouled by Skagway. And it looks like Huna is now in the bonus. And Skagway has picked up their... I'm sorry, no. It's Skagway that's in the bonus. Huna is not in the bonus yet. Skagway's next foul will result in a bonus for the rest of the half for Huna. Huna gets the ball in. We've got a switch out top. And Huna's content to work the ball around the perimeter. Jerry White's open. He looked for his jump shot, didn't take it. And now he's passing it over to Devlin. Devlin tries an 18-foot jump shot, no good. There for the rebound, Kota. Kota rips it out of the hands of a Huna player, dribbles it around his back, up into the forecourt, his jump shot, good! Oh, the crowd likes that. That was fine action from Kota Shindo, bringing the lead down to five. And we see a double dribble not called by the officials. Huna working the ball there, a little frazzled now. They're not sure what to do without their superstar getting the ball. And we've got a deflected pass out of bounds. It's going to remain Huna basketball. 24 seconds to go in the half. 21-16 the score. And what a comeback by the Skagway Panthers. Quickly now, inbounds up top to Jerry Wright. Jerry Wright wants to work it down low, and a nice play by Huna to get an easy look for Jeffrey Devlin in the post. 23-16, 15 seconds to go. Skagway's going to look for one shot here. Kota Shindo sees the time. He's looking for a pick. Ackerman sets a pick on the left-hand side. McKnight sets a pick on the right-hand side. He uses both of them, goes over to the right, and he's in the corner. He's trapped, and no shot up by Kota as Huna played very tight defense on Kota Shindo, forcing him into basically what results in just a no shot. So, what a half of basketball here. Skagway got down early and then made a furious comeback to draw to within five. They will settle for a seven-point deficit at halftime. Coach Scott Lesh going to bring the team into the locker room and go over their second half strategy. So, we've got about 9 minutes and 45 seconds on the clock. I will see you in about 9.5 minutes. Radio Man Bill, I send it back to you.